All right, welcome to this special report. I'm Brendan Palu. With me now is BC's new finance minister, Selena Robinson. Selena, how are you today?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you for asking. Selena, the government is now in place and you find yourself in a new role now heading up Carol James's old position as finance minister. How do you envision the economic recovery going as we slowly path our way forward from this pandemic?
Well, certainly the pandemic has been an evolving situation over the last 9 months. And as a government, we've been responsive and putting together an action plan back in March and starting a recovery plan that we launched late summer, early fall. That's continuing to move forward. We're starting to see some progress, but certainly we have a long way to go. We certainly have a long way to go still.
Now, during the throne speech, a new recovery benefit, which will be rolled out by the end of the year, was announced. Why was it important to do this, and how can people apply?
Well, it was incredibly important to do this. I'm glad you've asked that question. People are, you know, continuing to struggle. It's been a challenging 9 months for all of us in different ways, but certainly we know that people who can least afford it have been particularly challenged, and that's why we put together a recovery benefit. And this benefit is money in people's pockets, directly in people's pockets. The application process opens December 18th online. It's a simple process to do. You need your tax return, social insurance number, direct deposit information, a BC driver's license if you have one as well. That'll move quickly, and the goal is to get money into people's bank accounts before Christmas.
Now, communities like Prince George and much of the North are resource-based, where industries like forestry have struggled in the past few years. How does your department plan to put us, in this sector rather, in the right direction in order to maybe stop the bleeding a little bit?
Well, this is something that we've been paying attention to for some years, and making sure that there are supports in place for folks in the resource sector, but also making sure that we're doing investments in the resource sector. And I'm very proud of the fact that we have Minister Conroy who's at the helm now, particularly around forestry, who's leading the charge. She comes from the Kootenays, and she's quite familiar with some of the challenges in rural British Columbia. And we're going to continue to work together with communities, with the private sector, to make sure that we, you know, roll out a recovery plan that works for everybody.
Now, back in September, the government unveiled details of its economic recovery plan with a focus on adding healthcare workers along with additional job creation. Could we see some of those healthcare professionals come up north, as we are already dealing with a nursing shortage based on some of the conversations that I've had with the nurses union here in BC?
I know that Minister Dix has been very dedicated to pushing growth of getting healthcare workers in places where we need them. He's working on that as a major priority. We've certainly, from the finance ministry, we've certainly made sure that he has the resources to do that. I know that they've been hiring at breakneck speed in communities all around the province, including in the north, and we certainly have more to do, and I know that that's a top priority. Just as a government, we need to make sure that people are healthy and safe, because we cannot have a recovery if people are not healthy and safe.
Now, I realize you haven't been finance minister for very long, but a lot of people are wondering how your ministry plans to boost tourism, which was among the hardest hit sectors in BC.
Yeah, that's an excellent question, and they continue to struggle in that industry, because we are still in the middle of the pandemic, and while the vaccine is right on the horizon, we can see it coming. We are certainly working together with the sector. I know that the new Minister for Tourism is awaiting a report that is to come from the Tourism Task Force, and I believe that is imminent, and that's going to help direct and inform our budget process for the upcoming budget.
Yeah. Is there a concern that that sector in the province may never fully recover to the way it was even pre-COVID?
It's so hard to know what the future holds for us here in British Columbia. We've done, you know, a pretty reasonable job, I would say, around managing the pandemic. When we take a look at sort of other jurisdictions, we're doing okay, but we're still in the middle of the second wave, and that is something that is very much a priority for us, helping people get through this wave. But I also have tremendous hope and faith in British Columbians and our ability to find a path forward that works, and that works for everybody. We don't want to leave anyone behind, whether they're from the tourism sector or any other sector, forestry sector, mining sector. We want to make sure that all British Columbians can have a good life, and that's what we're committed to doing.
Now, how does your past experience as housing minister give you an advantage when taking on this portfolio, which is considered by many the most challenging in all of government?
Well, I would say that the housing portfolio was pretty challenging as well, dealing with a housing crisis. I would suggest that from my perspective, it's a collaboration of all of government. No one ministry is responsible for our economic recovery, for example. We all have a role to play, every single ministry, around bringing the best ideas forward, reaching out to British Columbians, reaching out to various groups, making sure that we have the best ideas that help move us forward into a post-pandemic recovery that we're starting to see some good signs on. We're starting to see job numbers coming forward, but we know that there's still a long way to go, and we know that that's not in every single sector. So keeping an eye on everything, making sure that we're working collaboratively across government, making sure that we're continuing to engage British Columbians, all of this work is going to help us move forward.
Are you seeing any similarities, though, between the two portfolios?
Between housing and finance?
Yeah.
Certainly. I think I would say it's mostly philosophical. Certainly in housing, the ministry itself doesn't build housing. Through BC Housing, you work with local governments, you work with the private sector, you work with the community housing sector. And to address the housing crisis, everyone needs to be on the same page and moving in the same direction. And I would argue that, as the Minister of Finance, it's not that dissimilar. We all have our roles and our responsibilities, and the best we're going to be able to do for British Columbians is if we're all working together and pulling in the same direction.
Do you find yourself in a unique position as finance minister now, where you have to take every sector's needs into consideration while also trying to allocate enough funds in a fiscally responsible way?
That is the job description that you've just nailed it, and it does require strategic thinking. It requires understanding what everyone is doing. It also requires having a vision that is ably led by Premier John Horgan, and making sure that we're all, like I said before, we're all pulling in the same direction, that we're bringing our resources, however limited they are, to bear. But at the end of the day, it's all to make sure that British Columbians have what they need for right now, so to get through this pandemic, but also that we could position ourselves to have a successful recovery.
Do you almost kind of find yourself maybe in an awkward position because maybe sometimes, despite your best efforts, that maybe, it's pretty much slim to know that you're not going to be able to keep everybody happy when you do decide to allocate funds or make funding announcements, such as the recovery benefit, for example?
So my responsibility as finance minister is to make the best fiscal decisions on behalf of British Columbians. And I do that together working with my colleagues, working with the Premier, working with various stakeholders to find the path forward. And that's the work that I'm looking forward to keep doing. We certainly hit the ground running with this recovery benefit. And we're going to keep doing it because British Columbians expect that of their government. And I'm very proud of John Horgan government working together, working cross-ministry, working with everybody to get us where we need to go.
Last question I have for you, Selena. How has your life changed since this pandemic began back in March?
Well, just like everyone else, I miss my dad terribly. I don't see him. I miss my kids. I don't see them. So I have, I'll say, a human experience like everybody else. On the flip side, my work has exploded. And so instead of perhaps a 16-hour day, they're now 18 to 20-hour days. So the work has been very significant, and working at breakneck speed, I would say. What I look forward to is a post-pandemic time when we can reflect back on this, all of us, as British Columbians, as Canadians, and globally, and say, remember that time when? And to come through this and to get back to our lives, because I think that's what all British Columbians want, is to be healthy and safe and to get back to our lives.
Well, Selena, it's been an absolute pleasure taking the time to speak with you today on this, as well as your new appointment as being Minister of Finance. And hopefully we can do this again sometime down the road.
I look forward to it. Have a great day.